Chapter 16.
1. And the lot of the sons of Joseph went out from the Jordan at Jericho, to the waters of Jericho eastward, to the wilderness which went from Jericho to the hills of Bethel. 2. And it went from Bethel to Luz, and passed unto the border of the Arkites, to Ataroth. 3. And went down westward to the border of the Jipletites, to the border of Beth-horon the lower, and to Jezer, and its boundary line was at the sea. 4. And Manasseh and Ephraim, the sons of Joseph, inherited. 5. And the border of the sons of Ephraim was by their families, the border of their inheritance on the east was Ataroth-Adar to Beth-horon the upper. 6. And the border went out at the sea to Michmethah on the north, and the border went around eastward to Taanath-Shiloh, and passed by it eastward to Yanohah. 7. And went down from Yanohah to Ataroth, and to Naarath, and touched on Jericho, and went out at the Jordan. 8. From Tapuah, the border went westward to the river Kenna, and its boundary line was at the sea. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Ephraim, for their families. 9. And the separate cities of the sons of Ephraim were in the midst of the inheritance of the sons of Manasseh, all the cities and their villages. 10. And they did not expel the Canaanite who lived in Jezer. And the Canaanite lives in the midst of Ephraim to this day, and is serving under tribute.
Chapter 17.
1. And the lot came for the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph, to Mush the firstborn of Manasseh, father of Gilead, for he had been a man of battle, and he had Gilead and Bashan. 2. And there was a lot remaining for the sons of Manasseh, for their families, for the sons of Abiezer, and for the sons of Helek, and for the sons of Asriel, and for the sons of Shechem, and for the sons of Heper, and for the sons of Shemida, these being the sons of Manasseh the son of Joseph by their families. 3. But Zelophehad the son of Heper, the son of Gilead, the son of Mush, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but daughters. And these were the names of his daughters: Mahla, and Noah, Hagla, Milcah, and Tirzah. 4. And they drew near before Eleazar the priest, and before Joshua the son of Nun, and before the rulers, saying, Yahweh commanded Moses to give to us an inheritance among our brothers. And at the mouth of Yahweh he gave to them an inheritance among their father's brothers.
5. And 10 portions fell to Manasseh, besides that from the land of Gilead and Bashan beyond the Jordan. 6. Because the daughters of Manasseh had inherited an inheritance among his sons, and the land of Gilead belonged to the sons of Manasseh who remained. 7. And the border of Manasseh was from Asher to Michmethah, which fronts on Shechem. And the border went up to the right to the ones living in Tapuah. 8. The land of Tapuah belonged to Manasseh, but Tapuah on the border of Manasseh belonged to the sons of Ephraim. 9. And the border went down to the river Kenna, south of the river. These cities of Ephraim were in the midst of the cities of Manasseh, and the border of Manasseh was on the north of the river, and its boundary line was at the sea. 10. Southward it was Ephraim's, and northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea was its border. And they met in Asher on the north, and in Issachar on the east.
11. And Manasseh had in Issachar and in Asher, Bethshan and its daughter villages, and Ibelim and its daughter villages, and the ones living in Dor and its daughter villages, and the ones living in Indah and its daughter villages, and the ones living in Tanakh and its daughter villages, and the ones living in Megiddo and its daughter villages. 3 regions. 12. But the sons of Manasseh had not been able to dispossess these cities, for the Canaanite determined to live in this land. 13. And it happened, when the sons of Israel became strong, they put the Canaanites to tribute, but did not completely dispossess them. 14. And the sons of Joseph spoke with Joshua, saying, Why have you given to me one lot and one portion as an inheritance, since I am a numerous people? For Yahweh has blessed me until now. 15. And Joshua said to them, If you are a numerous people, go up to the forest for yourself, and you shall cut down for yourself there in the land of the Perizzite, and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim is too narrow for you.
16, and the sons of Joseph said, the hills will not be acquired for us. And every Canaanite who lives in the land of the valley has a chariot of iron, those that are of Bethshean and its daughter villages, and of him who is in the valley of Yisrael. 17, and Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, you are a numerous people, and have great power, you shall not have one lot. 18, because the hill is yours, because it is a forest, you shall cut it down, and its outer limits shall be yours, for you shall dispossess the Canaanite, even though it has chariots of iron, even though it is strong.
Chapter 18.
1. And all the company of the sons of Israel were gathered at Shiloh. And they established the tabernacle of the congregation there. And the land had been subdued before them. 2. And 7 tribes were left among the sons of Israel who had not shared their inheritance. 3. And Joshua said to the sons of Israel, until when will you fail to go and to possess the land which he, Yahweh the Elohim of your fathers, has given to you? 4. Give from among you 3 men of a tribe, and I shall send them. And they shall go up and down through the land, and map it according to their inheritance, and then come to me. 5. And they shall divide it into 7 parts. Judah shall stay within their border on the south, and the house of Joseph shall stay within their border on the north. 6. And you shall map the land in 7 parts, and shall bring it to me here. And I shall cast a lot for you here before Yahweh our Elohim. 7. For there shall be no portion to the Levites among you, for the priesthood of Yahweh is their inheritance. And Gad, and Reuben, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan eastward, which Moses the servant of Yahweh gave to them. 8. And the men rose up and went. And Joshua commanded those who were going to map out the land, saying, go, and walk up and down through the land, and map it, and return to me. And I will cast a lot for you here before Yahweh at Shiloh. 9. And the men passed through the land, and mapped it by cities into 7 parts, in a book. And they came to Joshua, to the camp at Shiloh. 10. And Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before Yahweh. And Joshua apportioned the land to the sons of Israel there, according to their divisions. 11. And the lot of the tribe of the sons of Benjamin came up, according to their families, and the border of their lot went out between the sons of Judah and the sons of Joseph. 12. And their border was at the north side from the Jordan, and the border went up to the side of Jericho on the north, and went up through the hills westward, and its boundary line was at the wilderness of Bethaven. 13. And the border went up from there to Luz, to the side of Luz southward, and the border went down to Adar Arthadar, near the hill that is on the south of the lower Beth Horon. 14. And the border was drawn and went around to the sea coast southward, from the hill which fronts on Beth Horon southward, and its boundary line was at the city of Baal, it is Kirjath-Yarim, a city of the sons of Judah, this is the west side. 15. And the south side was from the end of Kirjath-Yarim, and the border went out westward, and went out to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah. 16. And the border went down to the end of the mountain that is before the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is in the valley of the giants northward, and went down the valley of Hinnom to the side of the Jebusit on the south, and went down to Enrogel. 17. And it was drawn from the north and went out to Enshemesh, and went out toward Jelilith, which is across from the ascent of Adummim, and went down to the stone of Bohan the son of Reuben. 18. And passed on to the side opposite to the Arabah northward, and went down to the Arabah. 19. And the border passed on to the side of Beth Hogla northward, and the boundary line was at the north tongue of the Salt Sea, to the extreme south of the Jordan, this was the southern border. 20. And the Jordan borders it on the east side. This was the inheritance of the sons of Benjamin, according to its borders all around, according to their families. 21. And the cities for the tribe of the sons of Benjamin, by their families, were Jericho, Beth Hogla, and the valley of Kesize. 22. And Beth Arabah, and Zemarim, and Bethel. 23. And Avites, and Pera, and Opra. 24. And Shepharhamone, and Opni and Gaba, 12 cities and their villages. 25. Gibeon, and Ramah, and Beeroth. 26. And Mizpah, and Shephirah, and Moza. 27. And Rechem, Aner, Peel, and Kerala, 28, and Zillah, Elif, and Jebusi, which is Jerusalem, Jebeth, and Kirjath, 14 villages. This is the inheritance of the sons of Benjamin, by their families.
Chapter 19.
1. And the second lot came forth to Simeon, for the tribe of the sons of Simeon according to their families. And their inheritance was inside the inheritance of the sons of Judah. 2. And they had for their inheritance, Beersheba, and Sheba, and Meladal, 3, and Hazarshul, and Bala, and Azem, 4, and Altalade, and Bethel, and Horma, 5, and Ziklag, and Bethmarcah both, and Hazar Susa, 6, and Bethlebaoth, and Sheruhan, 13 cities and their villages, 7, Ain, Reman, and Ether, and Ashen, 4 cities and their villages, 8, and all the villages that were all around these cities to Baalath-Beer, Ramah of the south. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Simeon according to their families. 9. The inheritance of the sons of Simeon was out of the portion of the sons of Judah. For the part of the sons of Judah was too much for them. Therefore, the sons of Simeon had their inheritance within their inheritance. 10. And the third lot came up for the sons of Zebulun according to their families. And the border of their inheritance was to Sarid. 11. And their border went up toward the sea, and Merala, and reached to Debesheth, and reached to the torrent in front of Jokneam, 12, and turned east from Sarid toward the rising of the sun, to the border of the flames of Tabor, and goes out to Daberath, and goes up to Japia. 13, and from there it passes on along on the east to Gibeah-Heber, to Ittah-Kazin, and goes out to Remon-Methor to Nea. 14, and the border goes around it on the north side to Hanathan, and its boundaries are in the valley of Jiptahel, 15, and Katath, and Nahal, and Shimron, and Adalah, and Bethlehem, 12 cities and their villages. 16, this is the inheritance of the sons of Zebulun according to their families, these cities and their villages. 17, the fourth lot came out to Issachar, for the sons of Issachar according to their families. 18, and their border was toward Yisrael, and Kisilath, and Shunem, 19, and Hepharim, and Shahan, and Anaharith, 20, and Riboth, and Kishon, and Abez, 21, and Remeth, and Enganim, and Enhadah, and Bethpazes, 22, and the border reaches to Tabor, and Shahazim, and Bethshemesh. And the boundaries of their border were at Jordan, 16 cities and their villages. 23, this is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Issachar according to their families, the cities and their villages. 24, and the fifth lot came out for the tribe of the sons of Asher, according to their families. 25, and their border was Helkath, and Hali, and Beton, and Achshaph, 26, and Elamelech, and Ahmed, and Mishiel, and reaches to Carmel westward, and to Sheher Libnath. 27, and it turns toward the rising of the sun to Beth Dagon, and it reaches to Zebulun, and to the valley of Jiptahel toward the north side of Beth Emek, and Neil, and goes out to Kabul on the left hand, 28, and Hebron, and Rehob, and Hammon, and Cana to Great Sidon. 29, and the border turns to Ramah, and to the strong city Tyre. And the border turns to Hazah, and the outer limits of it are at the sea from the line to Achzib, 30, and Ummah, and Apek, and Rehob, 22 cities and their villages. 31, this is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Asher according to their families, these cities and their villages. 32, the sixth lot came out to the sons of Naphtali, for the sons of Naphtali by their families. 33, and their border was from Helef, from Alan to Zaananim, and Adami, Negb, and Jabneel, to Lakum. And its boundaries were at Jordan. 34, and the border turns west toward Osnath Tabor, and goes out from there to Hukok, and reach to Zebulun on the south side, and reaches to Asher on the west side, and to Judah on Jordan toward the rising of the sun. 35, and the fortified cities are Zidim, Zer, and Hameth, Rakath, and Chinnereth, 36, and Adama, and Ramah, and Hazor, 37, and Kadesh, and Edrei, and Enhazor, 38, and Iron, and Migdal-el, Horim, and Bethanath, and Beth-Shemesh, 19 cities and their villages. 39, This is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Naphtali by their families, the cities and their villages. 40. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of the sons of Dan by their families. 41. And the border of their inheritance was Zorah, and Eshtaol, and Ershemesh. 42. And Shaalaban, and Ajalon, and Jethla. 43. And Elon, and Timnah, and Ekron. 44. And Altekeh, and Jubethon, and Baalath. 45. And Jehud, and Benbarak, and Gathraiman. 46. And Mayarkin, and Rakin, with the border before Jeppo. 47. And the border of the sons of Dan came out too little for them. And the sons of Dan went up to fight against Lashem, and took it, and struck it with the mouth of the sword, and possessed it, and lived in it. And they called Lashem Dan, after the name of their father Dan. 48. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Dan by their families, these cities and their villages. 49. When they had made an end of dividing the land for inheritance by their borders, the sons of Israel gave an inheritance to Joshua the son of Nun among them. 50. According to the mouth of Yahweh, they gave him the city which he asked, Timnath-Serah in Mount Ephraim. And he built the city and lived in it. 51. These are the inheritances which Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the sons of Israel divided for an inheritance by lot and Shiloh before Yahweh, at the door of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing the land.
Chapter 20.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Joshua, saying, 2. Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, Appoint cities of refuge for you, as I have spoken to you by the hand of Moses. 3. That the manslayer who an innocent strikes anyone mortally, without knowing, may flee there. And they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. 4. And he shall flee to one of those cities and shall stand at the entrance of the gate of the city, and shall declare his matter in the ears of the elders of that city. And they shall take him into the city to themselves, and shall give him a place, and he shall live with them. 5. And if the avenger of blood pursues him, then they shall not deliver the manslayer into his hand, for he has struck his neighbor without knowing, and did not hate him yesterday and the day before. 6. And he shall live in that city until he stands before the congregation for judgment, until the death of the high priest who was in those days. Then the manslayer shall return and come to his city, and to his house, to the city from where he fled. 7. And they said, Apart Kadesh and Galilee, in the hills of Naphtali, and Shechem in the hills of Ephraim, and Kirjath Arba, in the hills of Judah. 8. And beyond the Jordan, at Jericho eastward, they gave Bezer in the wilderness, on the Tableland out of the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth in Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh. 9. These were the appointed cities for all the sons of Israel, and for the alien who was living in their midst, that he who had struck anyone mortally without knowing might flee there, and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood, until he stood before the congregation.
Chapter 21.
1. And the heads of the fathers of the Levites came near to Eleazar the priest, and to Joshua the son of Nun, and to the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the sons of Israel. 2. And they spoke to them in Shiloh, in the land of Canaan, saying, Yahweh commanded by the hand of Moses to give cities to us to live in, and their open land for our livestock. 3. And the sons of Israel gave to the Levites out of their inheritance these cities and their open land, at the mouth of Yahweh. 4. And the lot came out for the families of the Kohathites. And the sons of Aaron the priest, of the Levites, had by lot out of the tribe of Judah, and out of the tribe of Simeon, and out of the tribe of Benjamin, 13 cities. 5. And the rest of the sons of Kohath had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Ephraim, and out of the tribe of Dan, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, 10 cities. 6. And the sons of Gershon had by lot out of the families of the tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh and Bashan, 13 cities. 7. The sons of Merari by their families had out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. 8. And the sons of Israel gave by lot to the Levites these cities with their open land, as Yahweh commanded by the hand of Moses. 9. And they gave out of the tribe of the sons of Judah, and out of the tribe of the sons of Simeon, these cities which are called by name. 10. Which the sons of Aaron had, being of the families of the Kohathites, who were of the sons of Levi. For theirs was the first lot. 11. And they gave them the city of Arba, the father of Anak, and the hills of Judah, with its open lands around it. 12. But the fields of the city, and its villages, they gave to Caleb the son of Jephunneh for his own. 13. So they gave Hebron and its open lands to the sons of Aaron the priest as a city of refuge for the slayer, and Libnah and its open lands. 14. And Jetur and its open lands, and Eshtemoah and its open lands. 15. And Holon and its open lands, and Debir and its open lands. 16. And Ain and its open lands, and Juttah and its open lands, and Beth Shemesh and its open lands, 9 cities out of those 2 tribes. 17. And out of the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon and its open lands, Geba and its open lands. 18. Anathoth and its open lands, and Almon and its open lands, 4 cities. 19. And all the cities of the sons of Aaron the priest were 13 cities and their open land. 20. And the families of the sons of Kohath, the Levites who were left of the sons of Kohath, even they had the cities of their lot out of the tribe of Ephraim. 21. And they gave them Shechem and its open land in Mount Ephraim as a city of refuge for the manslayer, and Jezer and its open lands. 22. And Kibzaim and its open lands, and Beth Horon and its open lands, 4 cities. 23. And out of the tribe of Dan, Elteke and its open lands, Gibethon and its open lands. 24. Ayijalon and its open lands, Gathrimon and its open lands, 4 cities. 25. And out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Taanach and its open lands, and Gathrimon and its open lands, 2 cities. 26. All the cities were 10, and their open land, for the families of the sons of Kohath that were left. 27. And to the sons of Gershon, of the families of the Levites from the half-tribe of Manasseh, they gave Golan in Bashan and its open lands as a city of refuge for the manslayer, and Beeshterah and its open lands, 2 cities. 28. And from the tribe of Issachar they gave Kishon and its open lands, and Daberath and its open lands. 29. Jarmuth and its open lands, and Ganim and its open lands, 4 cities. 30. And out of the tribe of Asher, Mishal and its open lands, Abdon and its open lands. 31. Helketh and its open lands, Rehob and its open lands, 4 cities. 32. And out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh and Galilee and its open lands as a city of refuge for the manslayer, and Hamath Dor and its open lands, and Cardon and its open lands, 3 cities. 33. All the cities of the Gershonites according to their families were 13 cities and their open land. 34. And to the families of the sons of Merari, the rest of the Levites, out of the tribe of Zebulun, they gave Jokneam and its open lands, and Karta and its open lands. 35. Dimnah and its open lands, Nahalal and its open lands, 4 cities. 36. And out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezer and its open lands, and Jahazah and its open lands. 37. Kedemoth and its open lands, and Mphroth and its open lands, 4 cities. 38. And out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth and Gilead and its open lands as a city of refuge for the manslayer, and Maanaim and its open lands. 39. Heshbon and its open lands, Jazer and its open lands, 4 cities in all. 40. All the cities for the sons of Merari by their families, those left of the families of the Levites, were by their lot 12 cities. 41. All the cities of the Levites within the possession of the sons of Israel were 48 cities and their open land. 42. These cities were everyone with their open land around them. So it was to all these cities. 43. And Yahweh gave to Israel all the land which he swore to give to their fathers. And they possessed it, and lived in it. 44. And Yahweh gave them rest round about, according to all that he swore to their fathers. And not a man of all their enemies stood before them. Yahweh delivered all their enemies into their hand. 45. Nor did fail a word from any good word which Yahweh had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass.
Chapter 22.
1. Then Joshua called for the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, 2, and said to them, You have done all that which Moses the servant of Yahweh commanded you. And you have listened to my voice, to all that I have commanded you. 3. You have not left your brothers these many days until today, and have kept the observance of the command of Yahweh your Elohim. 4. And now Yahweh your Elohim has given rest to your brothers, as he spoke to them. And now you turn and go to your tents, to the land of your possession, which Moses the servant of Yahweh has given to you beyond the Jordan. 5. Only, be very much on guard to do the commandments in the Torah which Moses the servant of Yahweh commanded you, to love Yahweh your Elohim, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. 6. And Joshua blessed them and sent them away. And they went to their tents. 7. And to the half-tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given possession in Bashan. And to its other half Joshua had given possession with their brothers beyond the Jordan westward. And also when Joshua had sent them away to their tents, then he blessed them. 8. And he spoke to them, saying, You are returning to your tents with great treasures, and with very much livestock, with silver, and with gold, and with bronze, and with iron, and with much clothing. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brothers. 9. And the sons of Reuben, and the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh turned and left the sons of Israel from Shiloh in the land of Canaan, to go to the land of Gilead, to the land of their possession in which they have possession, according to the command of Yahweh by the hand of Moses. 10. And when they came to the regions of the Jordan in the land of Canaan, then the sons of Reuben, and the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh built an altar there by the Jordan, an altar of grand appearance. 11. And the sons of Israel heard it said, Behold, the sons of Reuben, and the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar across from the land of Canaan, in the regions of the Jordan, at the border of the sons of Israel. 12. And the sons of Israel heard, and all the company of the sons of Israel assembled at Shiloh to go up against them to war. 13. And the sons of Israel sent Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest to the sons of Reuben, and to the sons of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, to the land of Gilead, 14, and 10 rulers with him, one ruler each for the house of a father, for all the tribes of Israel, and each of them ahead of the house of their fathers, for the thousands of Israel. 15. And they came to the sons of Reuben, and to the sons of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, to the land of Gilead, and spoke with them, saying, 16. So says all the company of Yahweh, What is this treachery with which the Elohim of Israel was betrayed, to turn back today from after Yahweh, in that you built for yourself an altar, so that you might rebel today against Yahweh? 17. Is the iniquity of Peor too little for us, from which we have not been cleansed until this day? Yea, a plague came on the company of Yahweh, 18, that you turn away today from following after Yahweh? And it shall be that today you rebel against Yahweh, and tomorrow he shall be angry with all the company of Israel. 19, and surely, if the land of your possession is unclean, you may cross over to the land of the possession of Yahweh, there where the tabernacle of Yahweh dwells, and have possession among us. But do not rebel against Yahweh, and do not rebel against us, by building for yourselves an altar besides the altar of Yahweh our Elohim. 20. Did not Achan the son of Zerah commit a sin in the cursed thing, and was there not wrath on all the company of Israel? And he was not the only one to die in his iniquity. 21. And the sons of Reuben, and the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered and spoke with the heads of the thousands of Israel. 22. Yahweh is the El of Elohims, Yahweh is the El of Elohims. He knows, and Israel shall know, if it is in rebellion, and if it is in treachery against Yahweh, you shall not save us alive today. 23. If we built an altar for ourselves to turn away from following after Yahweh, or to sacrifice on it burnt offering and food offering, or to offer on it sacrifices of peace, may Yahweh himself require it. 24. But surely from anxiety, for a reason, we have done this, saying, In the future your sons shall speak to our sons, saying, What is to you and to Yahweh the Elohim of Israel? 25. For Yahweh has put a border between you and us, O sons of Reuben, and sons of Gad, it is the Jordan. You have no portion in Yahweh? And your sons will cause our sons to fail, not fearing Yahweh? 26. And we said, let us now prepare for ourselves, to build an altar, not for burnt offering or for sacrifice. 27. But it shall be a witness between us and you, and between our generations after us, to do the service of Yahweh before him with our burnt offerings, and with our sacrifices and with our peace offerings, that your sons may not say to our sons in the future, you have no portion in Yahweh? 28. And we said, and it shall be, when they say this to us, and to our generations hereafter, that we shall say, see the pattern of the altar of Yahweh, which our fathers made, not for burnt offering or for sacrifice, but a testimony it is between us and you. 29. Far be it from us to rebel against Yahweh, and to turn away today from following after Yahweh, to build an altar for burnt offering, for food offering, and for sacrifice, apart from the altar of Yahweh our Elohim, which is before his tabernacle. 30. And Phinehas the priest, and the rulers of the congregation and the heads of the thousands of Israel with him heard the words which the sons of Reuben, and the sons of Gad, and the sons of Manasseh had spoken. And it was good in their eyes. 31. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest said to the sons of Reuben, and to the sons of Gad, and to the sons of Manasseh, today we have known that Yahweh is among us, because you have not betrayed this treachery against Yahweh. Now you have delivered the sons of Israel out of the hand of Yahweh. 32. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest, and the rulers, returned from the sons of Reuben, and from the sons of Gad out of the land of Gilead to the land of Canaan, to the sons of Israel, and brought word back to them. 33. And the thing was good in the eyes of the sons of Israel, and the sons of Israel blessed Elohim and none set to go up against them to war, to destroy the land which the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad were living in. 34. And the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad proclaimed regarding the altar, that it was a witness between us that Yahweh is Elohim.